Hello.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a public opinion poll about local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? I'll be brief, not even 5 minutes of your time, ma'am. But are you registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, the heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, the question is, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned or not at all concerned?
I guess moderately.
So somewhat concerned? Can I record that as your answer? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I really can't say. I can't say.
You haven't been impacted financially? Even a little? You somewhat strongly disagree with that?
Well, because of climate change, you're saying?
Yes, like if the tree falls on top of your roof and you have to change the roof because of the climate change, the weather, storms, and all that, and that's what they're trying to get at. But do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that you have been impacted in the last 3 years by climate change? Financially, that is, of course.
Financially. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no.
Okay. So somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that? Since you haven't...
Somewhat.
Your answer. Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate your patience. And believe me, there is no right or wrong answers, okay? It's your opinion that matters. And if you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know so we can move on, okay? Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill?
Say again?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill? Because if the bill comes out as a proposal and it becomes a law, you know, it's definitely going to be a law in Maryland. But will you support this bill or oppose this bill?
What is the deal exactly?
Let me read it once again, okay? Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill or a law, let's say, to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill if it comes out?
That the oil companies should? No, I don't agree with it.
Okay, so you're strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
You're strongly opposed. Okay. Now, a recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Now, Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard if it comes out?
And what are they claiming is causing it?
Okay, see, in recent analysis, they found the buildings, okay, the furnaces to heat the buildings and the water heaters, okay, they cause more air pollution than all the power plants in the state of Maryland. So the governor is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment use to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support this bill or oppose?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed. Okay, thank you, ma'am, and I do appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to reach you real quick a list of various proposals being considered by the state of making Maryland's infrastructure better, be able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Now, after each, I mean, can you please tell me will you support or oppose the proposal, okay? Here's the first proposal. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding. From heavy
to reduce what?
A flooding, that the water gets in, building infrastructure to reduce that the water comes in the building from heavy rainstorm. Will you support this kind of bill or oppose this proposal?
You have to tell me again what it is.
Okay. Now, the proposal is, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Sorry about that.
So building infrastructure to prevent the water?
Please forgive me.
From heavy storms to come in the buildings. Will you support this or oppose that?
I guess it would depend what it entails.
Okay. Well, we can move on, ma'am, if you had no answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, how about the proposal of expanding quality health care in Maryland? Will you support or oppose this?
What do they want to do?
The proposal is to expand quality healthcare in Maryland.
How are they going
to
how are they doing that?
That's an excellent question, ma'am. But unfortunately, I'm required to read verbatim, and in order not to influence your answer, this is all I have written, ma'am. To the best of your understanding. Can you give me an answer? Will you support that?
It's too vague. I need more detail.
Okay, ma'am, we can move on if you have no answer. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the proposal of installing air conditioning buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
What do they want to do?
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support that proposal or oppose that proposal?
It depends what they're talking about. What buildings? And again, they're not giving me enough information to answer it properly.
Understood, ma'am. Okay, let's move to the next one. How about the proposal of providing immediate relief after a natural disaster? Will you support or oppose this proposal?
Yes, I would.
Okay, strongly support that or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly support. How about the proposal of increasing access to public transportation in Maryland? Will you support that proposal or oppose that?
Increase access. Well,
to public transportation.
This is the season.
See, I never use that, so I never use it. If their intention is to do this to encourage people not to be driving their vehicles, then I would strongly not support it.
Okay, how should I record your answer, ma'am, according to your understanding? Because all it says is increasing access to public transportation. They don't say the reasons why. But that's a great definition, ma'am. That's real smart. Now, how should I record your answer, then? Will you support that proposal or oppose that proposal?
Again, it would depend.
Okay, let's move on. How about the proposal of protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Will you support that or oppose that?
I'd support it.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly, okay. How about the proposal of improving electrical grid reliability in Maryland? Will you support that or oppose that?
Yes, I would.
Strongly support? Or somewhat support? Strongly.
I would strongly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Okay, I'm going to read the statements, and then you can tell me if that statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Okay, ma'am? Here's the first statement. Peak Oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, is that very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Or not at all?
The 13? Those are very sure. So, those are very nice. But
how convincing is that statement?
I don't know. Can you say it again?
Yeah, of course. Here's the statement. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that the same companies help to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you, ma'am?
I don't know.
Okay, let's move to the next one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is that statement very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. Now, the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Now, public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders, if necessary, a step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, is that statement very convincing to you? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
I don't know. There's a lot of questions here.
Yeah, we're almost done. Believe me, the next one is very simple. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It could have an impact.
Okay, so what impact will it have? Enhance your opinion or diminish your opinion?
Again, this is a lawmaker that's wanting to do it.
Yeah, let me read it again, okay? If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Yeah, true.
Maybe no impact.
No impact, okay? Now, the next one. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
It will diminish.
It will diminish your opinion. Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay, I appreciate your patience. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
What's the first response?
Enhance your opinion or diminish it. Your opinion or no impact. Those are the three choices. Or you want me to read the question again? Or the second?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it says, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state of Maryland to be fully electric and free of outside fossil fuel use. Will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
The second.
Diminish your opinion, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Will you support or oppose that?
Well, I wouldn't want them to do that.
I would oppose strongly. Okay. If the 2024 election were held today, from whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Trump.
Trump, thank you. Now moving on. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. Now, in which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
And which body are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your race? White, Caucasian, African American, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's very kind of you, McCammon. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?